Shalom aleichem rabbeisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the second topic of Parshas Matos, Milchemes Midyon. By the Aliyah of Sheni, Perek Lamed Aleph, Posuk Aleph. Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe l'emor, Nikoy, Nikmaz b'nei Yisrael me'eis ha-Midyonim, achar te'yosef el amecho. Says Hashem to Moshe, take revenge of Bnei Israel from the Midianim. Revenge for what? We saw above in Parshas Pinchos, and we'll see later on in our Parsha. Revenge for the Midianim b'machshil Bnei Israel in Znus and in Avodah Zorah Baal Peor. Achal te'yosef el amecho, and after you complete this job, says Hashem to Moshe, then you will be gathered to your nation, namely you will die. Says Rashi, me'eis ha-Midianim, v'loi me'eis ha-Moyavim. Rashi is bothered by a question. Above, at the end of Parshas Balak, we saw that the Me'ovim also were Machshel Bnei Yisrael in Znus and the Avodah Zorah Baal Peor. So how come this revenge, this war, is only against Midian and not against Moav? Emphat Rashi, two terutzim. Terut number one, she'amoyovim nichnasu ladovo machmas yiro. The Me'ovim started up with us because they were afraid. They were afraid that we will loot them. Even though we were commanded that we're not allowed to wage war against Moav, and somehow Rashi learns that the Moavim knew about this Isser, nevertheless, that's the only thing we can't do is wage war, but nobody said we can't loot them, and Moavim were afraid of us looting them. Therefore, they started up with us to be machshalos in Iznos and Avodah Zorah Baal Peor. Avol Midyonim nisambru al riv lo elohem. They're getting involved in a fight that has nothing to do with them. Nobody was threatening them in any which way or form. For that, Nekoyim nikmas b'nei Yisrael, take revenge, start a war with them. Dovarachar, second teretz, why with Midyon and not with Moav? Mipnei shtei predois toivoi shiesh li lo itzemiyem. There are two predois. Predois means a baby bird, a goizel, a chick. There are two birds, namely two women that we need to come out from them. Rus, Amoyavio, Venamo Hoamoinis. Rus was the great grandmother of Dovid HaMelech, and Naamo Hoamoinis was the wife of Shlomo HaMelech, the mother of Rechavom, the continuation of Malchus Beis David, and ultimately of Melech HaMashiach. We need these two women, Rus and Naamo, and therefore don't wage war against Moav. Because then we won't have Rus HaMoyavio. We won't have Naamo HaAmoinis either. Because if you fight Moav, Amoin gets involved in that war. Number one, they're neighbors. And number two, they're cousins. Moav and Amoin are both children of Loit. Posu Gimel Vayedaber Moshe Elohom Le'moi Recholetzu Meitechem Anoshim Elatzavo V'yihiyu Al Midyon Oloseis Nikmas Adonoi Be'midyon. Says Moshe to the nation, take amongst you armed men for the army in order to fight Midian, to take Hashem's revenge from Midian. Although in above in Pasuk Beis it says, Nikmas Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael's revenge. Says Rashi, Nikmas Bnei Yisrael, Hainu Nikmas Hashem. If you start with Bnei Yisrael, you're starting up with Hashem. Says Rashi, Vayedaber Moshe, Afal Pishe Shom Hashem Yisosu Tluya Badovo. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu heard that his death depends on this completion, on the completion of the war. So you would think he would procrastinate to live a couple more months. No. Also besimcha v'loy eichar. He did it besimcha and he did not procrastinate. Heichol otzuk et argum eloshen chalutzei tzovo, which means mezuyonim, armed with weapons. Anoshim tzadikim. Whenever the Torah says anoshim, it means tzadikim. V'chein b'yeshua and b'shalach. B'chalonu anoshim. V'chein anoshim chachom v'yeduim. Nikmas Hashem, Rashi is bothered by it. The previous pasuk says Nikmas Bnei Yisrael. Emvat Rashi, lefisho oimed keneged Yisrael, kilu oimed keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Dalet, elef lamate, elef lamate, l'choil matos Yisrael, tishlechu latzavo. 1,000 men per shevet, all the shvotim have to participate in this war. Says Rashi, L'choil matos Yisrael, L'raboi Shevet Levi, they also have to go to war in this specific war. Posuk Hei, Vayimoseru me'alfei Yisrael, Elef, Lamateh, Shneimoseru Elef, Chalutzei Tzavo. 1,000 people per Shevet were forced to go to the war, a sum total of 12,000. This creates a problem. If you're telling me before that Shevet Levi is included, and you count Ephraim and Menashe, that makes 13 Shvatim. And if there are 1,000 per Shevet, there should be 13,000. How do we end up with 12,000? So the Mefarshim have two Pshatim. Either in this instance, Ephraim and Menashe are counted as one, as Shevet Yosef, or they're counted as two, but when we say that Levi joined the war, it doesn't mean a full 1,000. Rather, some of them came either to carry the Oroin or other jobs, but they didn't get the full 1,000. Says Rashi, Vayimosiru. Rashi's being medayek, the word Vayimosiru means that they were taken against their will. They had to be forced to go. And why did they have to force to go? Wouldn't they want to take revenge against Midian for being Machshel Bnei Israel? Says Rashi, Lo yidiach hoshvoron shel roi Yisrael. This is showing you the praise of the shepherds of Am Yisrael, the leaders. Kamoin chavivim al Yisrael. How much Yisrael loves their leaders. True, that ad shelo yishomu b'misosoi, 40 years ago, before Moshe Rabbeinu's death was on the table, Mahu oimel oid matus koluni. Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid that they're going to stone him. But umisheshomu shemisas Moshe tluya benikmas midyon, when they heard that their beloved leader is going to die after this war of Midian, they were not willing to go to war. Until they were forced to go. Posuk vav vayishlach oisom Moshe elef lamatel atzavo oisom vespinechos ben elozor akoyhen latzavo uchle yakoydesh vachatzoytzer oisateruo miyodoi. And Moshe Rabbeinu sent them 1,000 people per Shevet to the war, them and Pinchas ben Elozal. And Pinchas ben Elozal was in charge of bringing along the Chlei HaKodesh, Rashi says, referring to the Oroin and the Tzitz, and the Chatzoytzoyz HaTruah, the trumpets, in order to blow. Biyodoi, says Rashi, doesn't literally mean in his hand. He can't carry all that by himself. Rather, underneath his charge, he was in charge of it. Says Rashi, Oysom ves Pinchas, the word Oysom is extra. It says, Vayishlach Oysom Moshe elef lamate ves Pinchas. Why does it repeat again, Oysom? It says, Rashi Magid, Shoyo Pinchas Shokul Keneged Kulom. It's telling you that Pinchas was such a big tzaddik, he was equivalent to all the rest, to 12,000 men. Tzaddikim, Rashi said before, Pinchas was equivalent to them. Fred Rashi, umipnima holach Pinchas v'leholach Elozal. Why was Pinchas chosen to go and not Elozal? I'm not sure this is a real kasha. Why would I think Elozal should go more than Pinchas? But it's a shailah l'shem tshuva. And Fred Rashi, three reasons why Pinchas was chosen. Reason number one, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishe Yitzchil b'mitzvah, Shehorag Kozbi Bastzur Yigmoel. Pinchas started the mitzvah of killing out Midianim. He was the one that killed Kozbi Basur, the Midian princess, who was Machshil Zimri ben Solomon's nus at the end of Parshas Bolok. You started the mitzvah, Yigmo, you should finish it off. Davaracher, a second reason why Pinchas was chosen to go, Sholachlin koim nikmas Yosef avi imoi. He's going to take the revenge of Yosef Atzadik, who was a great-great-grandfather from his mother's side. Shenemar v'amidonim mochu oisoi midonim, which Rashi learned, midonim is the same thing as midyonim. They were the one that sold Yosef. Minayin shoisa imoi shel Pinchas mishel Yosef. How do we see? Where do we know that Pinchas was a descendant of Yosef from his mother's side? Shenemar, it says in Parshas Vo'eiro, regarding Elozal. Elozal was the father of Pinchas. Who did he marry? He married Mibnois Putiel. So above in Parshas Pinchas, Rashi quoted this, and over there Rashi told us, Mizera Yisroi, comes from Yisroi Shepitem Agolim La'avudas Kirchovim. Yisroi used to be a Reved Avodah Zarah, and he was Mefatim. He fattened calves in order to bring for Avodah Zarah. Here Rashi tells us that Putiel is also Mizera Yosef, Shepitpeit BeYitzroi, a descendant of Yosef, who was Pitpeit. Pitpeit means he had a discussion and he talked his way out of his Yetzirah with the Maisa Veshes Potiphar. Davar Acher, a third pshat, why Pinchas was chosen, Shoyo Mashuach Milchomo. there was a special kohen designated to give the speech to Bnei Yisrael, to the warriors, before they go out to war, as the Torah tells us in Parsha Shoiftim, and Pinchas was that Meshuach Milchomo. Uchle HaKodesh, what's it referring to? Ze ha'oroin, ve'atzitz. What do they need the tzitz with them? Shoyo Bilom imohem. Bilom was together with Midian, as we'll see later. Umafriach Malchem Midian b'kshofim. And he would make the Malchem Midian fly up in the air with his witchcraft. Who atzmoi pireach imohem. And he himself, Bilom, was also flying in the air with his witchcraft. Pinchas showed them the tzitz. Hashem chokuk boy, Shem yud kevovke was engraved on the tzitz. They noiflim and they will fall to the ground. Lekach nemar, that's what the pasuk says later on. And pasuk says al chaleleihem b'malchim midyon. They fell on the corpses, on the dead soldiers of the midyonim. Why they fall? Why they al chaleleihem? She noiflim al chalolim in avir. They're falling down from the air onto the chalolim. In Sefer Yeshua it says El Chalaleim. Sefer Yeshua, same idea. He was floating in the air, and they knocked him down. Biyodoi, not literally his hand, rather Birshusai, underneath his charge, underneath his jurisdiction. V'chein v'ikach es kol altsoi miyodoi. We get in Parshas Chukas when they took Sichon's land from him. Sichon wasn't holding his land in his hand. It means under his charge, underneath his jurisdiction. Posuk Zayin vayitzbeu al Midyon kasher tzivu Adonai es Moshe vayahargu kol zochor. And they went to war. The word vayitzbeu comes from the word tzova, army, and the army charged against Midyon, just as Hashem commanded Moshe, and they killed out all the males. Vez malchei Midyon hargu al chaleleihem es evi ves rekem ves tzur ves chur ves reva. Chamesh es malchei Midyon ve'ez Bil'om ben Be'or horegu bechorev. And the kings of Midyon, there were five of them, horegu al chaleleihem. As Rashi told us before, they were floating in the air. They showed them the tzitz and they came falling down al on the chaleleihem, on the dead soldiers they had to have. And who are the five kings? Evi, Rechem, Tzur. This is the Tzur, the father of Kozbi Basur, who was Mafkir's daughter to be Machshel Zimri ben Tzolo. And Eschur v'Esreva, the five kings of Midian, and Bilom ben Be'or also was killed Bechorev with a sword. Rashi will tell us, number one, what is Bilom doing in Midian? And number two, why does the Pasuk stress that they killed him with a sword? Says Rashi, Chamishes Malchim Midian. Frekt Rashi, v'chi eini roye shechamisha mono akosuf. Do I not know how to count? Why does it have to say chamishes malchim midyon? Lo muskach lo machamishes. En v'ad Rashi elo lamedcho sheshavu kulam be'itza v'ushvu kulam be'puronus. They were all in this idea of machshel bnei Yisrael and znus and avodah zarah, and they were all equally punished. The next words of Rashi is bothered by a question. The Pasuk says that they killed Bilam. What's Bilam doing over here? Bilam, he went home. Aram Na'araim. Aram Na'araim is up north. By the Nahal Pros, Midyon is down south. The neighbors with Moyov. How did he get here? Emfat Rashi. Bilam holach shom litoil schal. Bilam went to Midyon. He wants to get paid for Esrim Valbo Elef Sheipil Mi'Yisrael Bat Sosoi. It was Bilam's Eitzah to be Machshil Bnei Yisrael in Znus, that caused the plague at the end of Parshas Bolok, 24,000 people dead. He's coming to get his wages from Midyon. And Lechoira, he's on his way to Moav also. They also owe him money for that Eitzah. As a matter of fact, Bilam gave that Eitzah to Bolok, Melech Moav, as we saw at the end of Parshas Bolok, and it also got to Midyon. Now, Bilam is leaving Midyon and he's heading towards Yisrael. What does he want from Yisrael now? Umashion Eitzoro. He's trying to give Yisrael a bad Eitzah now again. Omar lohem, im kesho'isem shishim ribo lo'yecholtem lohem. You Yisrael, you are 600,000 men. You are not able to withstand their temptation when the Benois Moyov and the Benois Midyon will machshel you. And now with 12,000 people, you're going to fight them. You'll think you'll have any success. Stay home. It's not worth it for you. Says Rashi, Nosnu lo ischoroi misholem veloi kipchuhu. It sounds like Rashi is saying this cynically. They paid him, namely Am Yisrael, paid him his full wages, and they didn't let him go off cheap. In other words, they killed him. Why did they kill him? Either for his original bad eitzah, that because of him, 24,000 people of Am Yisrael died, besides for all the people that were killed over there by Beis Din, or because of the eitzah he's trying to do now. He's trying to convince them not to go to war. For that, they killed him. Be'chorev, what's the stress? They killed Bilam with a sword. How else do you kill people? Envatrashi, the stress is as follows. Hubo al Yisrael ve'echliv umnusoi ve'umnusam. He took our profession. She'enom nishoim elo al befiem al deitfilo bakosho. That's the way we fight wars. We daven. Hubo hu ve'tofas umnusam le'kalolom befiv. Bilam stole our profession to curse us with his mouth. So you want to switch jobs? Avheim bo olav echlivu umnusam beumnus ha'umoi sheboi mecherev. Am Yisrael took the profession of the goyim. Shenemar v'alcha b'chotichye. That's the profession of the goyim. And we killed Bilam with a cherev. Posuk tez v'yishbu v'nei Yisrael es neshei midyon v'estapom. Ve'ez kol behem tom, ve'ez kol miknehem, ve'ez kol chilom, bazazu. And Bnei Yisrael took into captivity all the women of Midian of all ages, and the children, boys and girls. Ve'ez kol behem tom, ve'ez kol miknehem, their animals, and miknehem. Usually miknehem also means animals. The Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamedalet, Posuk Chof Gimel, tells us that Mikneim is referring to animals that grow in herds, in the multitudes. And Behemtom are animals that grow in singles, not as a herd. Ves Kol Chaylom and all their riches, all their possessions, Bozozu Abnei Yisrael looted and they took. Posuk Yud, Ves Kol Orihem Mebemo, Yishevoisom, Ves Kol Tiroisom, Sorefu Boesh. And all their cities where they dwelled in, namely in Midian, based called Tiroisom, Rashi has two pshotim. Either it's referring to the places where they made their laws, let's say the courts or something like that. Or Rashi's second pshat, the cities where the Choshuva ministers lived. All of that, Sofu Boish Am Yisrael burnt down. It says Rashi, Tiroisom, Mokoim Noitorim Shalohem. Loshu Loshun Moshav Kimorim Yoidei Chukehem, the lawmakers, the place where they make the laws. Davaracha Loshun Moshav Sorehem, Kmosha Metugam Sarne Plishtim, Turne Plishtoi, the places where the Choshua once lived. Posu Gudale Vayinkruez Kola Sholol Veiz Kola Malkoyach Bodom Uva Behemo. And the warriors took all the loot. Sholol is referring to the loot of Metaltilin, made of clothing and jewelry. And Malkoyach is referring to the loot made up of Odom Behema, humans and animals. Says Rashi, Posuk Yud Aleph, Vayikhu es kol ha-sholol, Magid, shoyu kshirim v'tzadikim, v'lo nechshedu al ha-gezel lishloach yod b'biza sholei b'rshus. They're honest. These people did not take it for themselves. Rather, they're going to bring all of it, nothing left behind in their pockets. They're going to bring all of it to Moshe, and Moshe will decide how to divide it. Shenemar es kol ha-sholol. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Shinaich ke'eder orechelim. Shinaich is teeth that bite. That's referring to the warriors. And all of them are ke'eder orechelim, like perfectly white sheep. Af anshe ha-milchomo shebich, kulam tzadikim, they're perfectly white, they don't steal. Rashi is now going to define the many different words that we have for loot. We have sholol in our Pasuk. That's metaltalim, shel malbush v'tachshitin, clothing and jewelry. Buzz doesn't appear in our posuk; it appears later on in posuk lamed beis. But Rashi is giving us the klal. What does buzz mean? Hu bizas metaltalim she'enom tachshitim, loot that's not clothing or jewelry, namely cheap stuff. Buzz meloshen bizoyon, things that are insignificant, not valuable. And malkoyach, as the posuk itself explains, is odom ubehemo. But when it says the word shvi together with the word malkoyach, as in the very next pasuk we're about to see, then it to divide it. Shvi is be'odom, u'malkuach is be'behema. Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayoviu el Moshe ve'el Elozo ha'kohen ve'el kol ha'das b'nei Yisrael. Es ha'shvi ve'es ha'malko yar ve'es ha'sholol el ha'machane el arvo yismayov asher al yardein yirechoi. So Pasuk Yud Aleph says first they took the sholol and malkoyach from the Midyanim, and Pasuk Yud Beis, and then they brought it to Moshe and Elozor and the entire nation, the Shvi and the Malkoyach. Here Rashi says Shvi is Odo, Malkoyach is Behemo, Sholol, Rashi told us, is the Malbushin v'Tachshitin, and they brought it to the camp, which was by Alvois Moyov, the plains of Moyov, next to the Yarden, right across the Yerichoy. Although it says they brought it El HaMachane, we'll soon see in the next Pasuk, really it means next to the Machane, or towards the Machane, because they actually came Michutz LaMachane, as we'll see in the next Pasuk. Posu Yud Gimel Vayetzeu Moshe ve'Elazor Hakohen v'chol nesiyei oido likrosom el michutz lamachane. And Moshe and Elazor Hakohen and all the Nesiim come towards them outside the machane. Why did Moshe and Elazor leave the machane to go towards them? Says Rashi, lefi shiru es nar Yisrael yoitzim lachtu fin abizo. They saw the youngsters going to grab the loot. And they went to stop that. It has to be divided in an orderly fashion. You can't just grab what you want. And Moshe got angry at the people in charge of the soldiers. Those that are appointed on 1,000 soldiers per each, and those that are appointed on 100 soldiers per each, that they came back from the war, and Moshe Rabbeinu is angry with them. What is he angry with them about? Posuk Tezvov. Vayomer aleihem Moshe, hachi yisem kol nekevo. Says Moshe to the commanders, you left alive all the women? Are you out of your mind? Hein hein o hoyu livne Yisrael bidvar bil'om limso ma'al badoinoi al devar pe'or vat hi amageifo badas adoinoi. These were the women that were marshal b'nei Yisrael through the eights of Bilom to sin against Hashem, to be over the v'nizoga ba'al pe'or. That's what caused the mageifo badas Hashem. And them you left alive? Says Rashi, posuk Yudalit. Vayiktzeif Moshe al p'kudei achoil. Even though all the soldiers are at fault for this, why is Moshe Rabbeinu screaming angry with the commanders? It says Rashi, Memunim alachoil, they were in charge of the army. When the Pashta people are choite, their mistakes are attributed to those in charge of them. They could have done something about it. Bidval Bilam. Bilam was the one that gave him the Eitzah. Omar lohem afilu, Bilam told the Midyonim, even if you hire all the armies in the world, you will not be able to win over Am Yisrael. Are you stronger and bigger than the Mitzrim? They came with 600 Rechev Bochu, and they were not successful. Forget about it. Says Bilam, let me give you an Eitzah, how to conquer them. Elokim sheleilu soinezimahu. Their God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hates Znus. Kedisa Bechelek, and that was the Eitzah that Bilam gave them. We saw this above at the end of Parshas Bolok, when he gave Bolok this Eitzah. Kedisa Bechelek v'sifri. Hein heino. Rashi is learning Pshat, or making a drosho. Magid sheheoyu makirim oiso. They recognize them. They recognize the woman. Hein heino. These are those. Zui shenichshal ployni bo. This is the woman that ployni was nichshal. Posuk Yud Zayin ve'ato hirgu chol zachor batof v'chol isho yodas ish l'mishkav zachor haroi gu. And now kill out all the males, even the children. The males have to be killed. And as far as the women are concerned, all women that are able to have tashmish, namely from 3 years old and up, then you have to kill also. But Pasuk Yud Ches, V'choylatav banoshim asher lo yodu mishkav zachor, hachayu lochem. The children among the women who are not ro'ui lebia, less than 3 years old, them you can keep alive for yourselves as shfochois. Says Rashi, v'cholisha yudas ish. Doesn't mean that she was with a man, rather re'uya leiboil. She's ro'ui to be with a man, v'afal pishloi nivalo. And how would they know exactly what the ages of they what their ages are? They passed all these women in front of the tzitz. Those who are roin letashmish, namely over 3 years old, her face became green or discolored, and that's how they knew. Haroigu, there seems to be an extra word in the pasuk. The pasuk says hirgu at the beginning. It could have simply said v'ato hirgu kol zocho bato v'chol isha yodas ish lemizkav zocho. All that is included in the hirgu. Why did it say haroigu again? Haroigu lo mochozav ha'omar, lehafsiko inyon, to separate it from the next pasuk, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Sheim ani koirei, without the word haroigu at the end, you could mistakenly read the pasuk as follows. Hirgu kol zocho batof, kamo, v'chol isha yodas ish v'chol ataf banoshim, you would read it together with the next pasuk. Eini yodea, I would not know, v'chol isha yodas, in the first half, im la'arogim eschorim, is it belong to the first half of the pasuk? Or is it connected to the next pasuk? Lekach nemer haroigu, to tell you no. Kol isha yodas ish lemishkav zochor haroigu, and only einu yodal ashaloyod lemishkav zochor, that is achayu lochem. The haroigu tells you where to put the comma, where to put the period. Even though from the context of Moshe Rabbeinu getting angry in pasuk tezvav achi sem kol nekeva, it's quite clear that these women have to be killed. But afal pi chein, the pasuk wants to be very clear that haroigu kol isha yodas ish lemishkav zocho is haroigu. Pasuk yutes ve'atem chanu michutz lamachane shiras yomim koil reg nefesh v'chol negeya becholol tischateu bayoyim ha'shelishi uvayoyim ha'shevi'i atem ushvichem. And Moshe continues, and you, warriors, you have to stay outside the machane, referring to the machane shechina, being that they're all tmei meisim, they cannot enter the machane shechina. A tmei meisim's louder mentor enter machane Yisrael and even machane Levia. Mechutz la'machane from machane shechina, mishivas yomi for 7 days. Anybody who killed anybody, even if he didn't touch him directly, but if you killed him with the sword, that sword is connecting you and the mace. And that connection is metamayu as if you touched a mace. That's what it means, v'chol negeya becholo, to tell you, not if you killed somebody with an arrow, then it's not metamayu. But if you are hoireg nefesh in a way that it's similar to kol negeya becholo, namely with the sword, that you're touching the mace through the sword, then you become tomei. And what do you have to do to get out of this tumah? Tischatu, you got to cleanse yourself with the Mechatos, the Itoporo Aduma, on the third and the seventh day, you and your captives. But the ones you took captive are Goyim. Goyim and Amekabel Tumah. Rashi will tell us when they will be Misgael, or when they will become Avodim, Tvila L'Shem Avdus, then they will be Mekabel Tumah like you. Says Rashi, Michutz L'machane, Shaloi Konzula Zoro. Rashi is using terminology of the Beis HaMikdosh. Now in the Mishkan it was a chotzer. Why Rashi calls it a zora, I don't know. Koil hoireg nefesh ramei roimel. Hoireg bedover amakabel tumah kosu medabel. We're talking about that he killed with something that's makabel tumah, let's say a sword. V'limed chua kosu shakli metamei odom bechiburei ameis keilu negea bemeis atzmoi. When you kill with a kli that's makabel tumah, then it connects you and the tumah of the mace as if you were touching the mace itself. So it says Rav Meir. How does Rav Meir know that? Maybe the pasuk means kol hoireg nefesh. In any which way you kill somebody, even with an arrow, you become tomei. Talmud loimar, says Rav Meir, no. V'chol negeya becholo. The next words. Makish hoireg lenegeya. Ma negeya. Alidei chiburov. You're touching him. Avhoireg that we're talking about over here that becomes tomei al de chiburov. There is a connection, namely through the sword that you killed him with. Tischateu b'mei nido, in the water that you sprinkle, namely the etham eva poradum. כדין שעת ממסי, שאף לדברי האומרים כברי גויים אינו מתאמה באויל, there is an opinion that graves of a goy is not metame ba'oil. A mace of a goy is not metame in the same tent with a yid, just like a mace of a yid is. As the posuk says, Shenema, posuk in Yechezkel, v'atem tzoyni tzoyim arisi odom atem, we darish in atem, you b'nei Yisrael, are kruim odom, ve'in kruim odom. And it says, by tumas mace, it says odom is metame ba'oil. Says Rashi, but that machloikis is only regarding tumas oihel. That's where the Makel says that a goy is not metame boil. But moideru she'a goy metame b'mago v'maso, by touching them or by carrying them, because she'linimar odom, that drosh of odom, linimar e'elo etzel tumas oiholim, by the tumah of a tent, she'nimar odom kiyomus be'oihel. But regarding mago maso, everybody's masking that even a goy is metame. Atem u'shvichem, a goy is not mekabel tumo, he doesn't need hazoyo. Hello, we're coming to tell us, ma'at and b'nei bris. Just like you, your yidin, av shvichem, so to your captives, kishe yevoyu labris, when you'll be matbil them. L'shem avdus, and that's considered yevoyu labris. V'yetamo, then they also tzrichim hazo. Posuk chov, v'chol beged, v'chol keli oyu, v'chol mazeizim, v'chol keli eitz, and also any clothing article made out of tzemer, wool, or pishtim, or linen, v'chol kli oir, anything made out of leather, v'chol ma'ase isim, chayra, that would seem to be included either in beged, if it's made out of burlap, or in kli oir, if it's made out of the leather of isim. Rashi will tell us what it's coming to be. Marbe, v'chol kli eitz, any vessel made out of wood, all these things are also become tomei when come in contact with a mace, and therefore tischatou, that also has to be cleansed with the eifel poro adumo. Says Rashi, v'chol ma'ase izim, l'hovi kli karnaim v'atlofaim v'atzomois, kelim made out of the horns of an animal, and l'atlofaim the hooves, and kelim made out of the bones of an animal, also the makabel tumah, and you have to be mechati them. Adkan, the first part of the second topic of Parshas Matos, Milchemes Midyon.